We stand here together as a family.
We hold hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Choose you this day, tell me who will you serve. Let nothing stand in your way, give the praise He deserves. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve Him. We will serve Him. We will serve Him. For He is worthy. Serve Him. We will serve Him. We will serve Him. For He is Lord of all. Yes, you may be seated. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you know, it's not all about our receiving, though that's a significant part of the spiritual life. Isn't receiving all that God has provided for us in Jesus, His love, His grace, His truth, and the wonderful fellowship that we have the privilege of enjoying? And we're going to do something out of the ordinary from what we've done in the meetings, and that is we're going to take up an offering. Now, we have not taken up an offering. And this church believes in giving, by the way. Every Sabbath morning, we have an opportunity to give, not just to receive, but to give. And so I believe we have some ushers. The offering is going for the Life Discovery Ministries. And you may not know this, I'm an independent contractor. I don't know if you know, understand what all that means, but it means that I am reliant upon, you know, often the good folk that we minister to help to support the ministry. One of the things we just did back in February, we hired professionally a production company to come in to videotape the whole series for 3ABN. They've been wanting this series on their programming. We're waiting for it to be edited. But it meant that it came out of the ministry, out of my pocket, basically out of my pocket, some $5,000. And so it was kind of a step of faith. Now, if we'd done this down in Southern California, it would have been $18,000, which was out of the question. So anyway, we're going to dedicate that offering for the purpose of that ministry, to put it on 3ABM. Whatever you are willing to give, we just want to thank the Lord for that. Let's have a short word of prayer. Father, we have prayed several times already. We're going to be continuing to pray because our hearts are full. We're just so grateful for what your love has done for each one of us. And Lord, we're here celebrating and knowing as we are here, we know that the holy angels are present. We know the Holy Spirit is here. Lord Jesus, we know that you yourself are present, for you have promised where two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be in their midst. And we just feel the glory and the joy of knowing that you are here. Lord, thank you. We want to give you the praise and want to pray, Lord, that as we give, we want to pray that you will bless this offering. Lord, you know our intention to use this for a good purpose is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, yes. And then let's go ahead and take up the offering. Then we're going to move some things here. We don't need the video projector any longer. So have a moment of meditation and just prayerfully, just thank the Lord for how good he's been in your life. Will you?
Computer has done some good work for us, hasn't it?
Yeah,
pretty good. Okay. Let's see, getting back to the microphone.
And I need Ellen to join me. Let's see, I saw Ellen. Where was she? Oh, right down here, right in front of me. And next, we're having a graduation tonight.
Yes.
And Pastor Ken said it well. This is better than any university degree you will ever get. I really believe it. I know I'm biased, but I am. And so we promised you a family Bible. We need some help with that. Maybe there needs to be a third person. Mike, yes. And so as we read your name, we're going to invite you to come forward, and Ellen is going to give you the Bible and the certificate. And we're going to ask you, is that cooled off? It is. I don't want you tripping over this. You got to take care of video projectors if you want them to last. They have to cool. Find a good, safe place for that for me. Thank you. So, Ellen, if you'll be over here. So, as I call your name, come forward. We'll hold our applause until all of them are here. And we're going to have you line up right there for the group graduation picture. Okay? So, let's see, I'm going to begin with Pam Rose. Pam, I know you're first on the list. Graduating with honors, every one of them. Pat Beal, yes, here's your Bible. So, up there on the steps, we want the short people on the top and the taller people on a step below. Pat Beal, yes. And Jacqueline Crit. I don't believe that she's here, but we'll say this for her. Oh, this is where you could use another set of hands. Can you grab that top one? Okay. And then Carolyn Dalton. Now, Carolyn, her son showed up unexpectedly, whom she hasn't seen in 2 years, so we'll hold that for her. And then Tim Stewart. Tim is here, so we're going to hold Carolyn's. And then Barbara Butterfield. Okay, there's your Bible. And Frances Honeycutt. Fran. Do you prefer Fran over Frances? Okay, and Paul Post. Is Paul here? Of course Paul's here. And then Philip. Now help me, Philip. Duclos? Philip. All right, Philip, that's right. Did this in 48 hours? How many days did you spend on it? One day. Did it in one day. That's a 17-year-old for you. The mind of a 17-year-old. And Tilly. I just love that. Tilly. And let's see, Francis Hersher. They are in Cuba sharing the message. Oh, that's his mother. Oh, of course. Cheryl, that's who I was thinking of. Francis, yes, Francis is here. And Marie Post. And then Jackie Moon. Jackie. And Kim Woods. Now, I'm sorry, it should say Kim Ann on it, but it doesn't. There you go. And Nona Wells. Nona. And now I've got an Italian name. Barbara Scardi. Barbara Scardi. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now they're sticking together.
Who taught him?
I heard it once. So I just lucky guess. David.
Nevers.
Okay. Nevers. Oh, my. I hope we got it spelled right. May Gomez. There's May back there. Find your place. Taller people on the back row. Smaller people, short people on the front. Susan Nicholas. Nicholas? Yes. We're keeping you running back and forth, you and Mike. And then Virginia McCarroll. You did get it done, right? All right, so yes, you graduate. Okay. Now you can applaud, and yes. Congratulations. What a good group, right? What a good group. In my last series, let's see, how many were there? 20? 20. In my last series in a church at least two times larger than your church, we had 21. So this speaks well of Sutherland. Of course we would expect that, wouldn't we, of you folk? And so let's see. Now we got a way that doing this. You take your Bible.
Yes. Yes, we're going to work on it. Okay, you're right. Okay, see how we've got this? And just hold it right out here like this. Okay, so we can see your certificates. And let's see, we need a couple more shorter people down here. Who's going to come fast? Do we have to move you? Okay. And Alan, I want you up here too. We should have you all on the same step. Okay. So how are we doing? We've got to push together. 2, 4, 6, 8. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. We need one more person down here. Who's going to make the move?
Francis.
Here comes Francis. No, we got somebody making the move. Pam, you stay right there. Now, you need to have a straight line. Okay, straight line. Square up your shoulders, looking squarely up there. And let's see, Pam and Pat, we need you, the line to come down this way a little bit, because they need more room. Okay, make some room so Pat has her place. Pat needs to get right in there. Pam, come on down. A little bit more, guys. Just a little bit more. Okay, there we go. I don't want to lose. We got to see their faces. We got to see everybody's face, right? For the picture. Now, where's my camera?
Sherman's got it up above.
Who's got it?
Sherman, do you have it? Sherman?
No. My camera. She did hand it to me, and I laid it aside and properly forgot where to put it down. Now, look happy but sober since you're in graduation. Alan, you need to be up there. Okay, it's hard to get. We should. Don't you think we should? Because
yes,
she.
Yes, acknowledge her as the leader.
Yeah. So, Alan, why don't you come down to the end here?
Why don't you put her up in front?
Okay.
Where's her hat and tassel?
Okay, now let's see those pearly whites.
I want a hat and tassel.
Are you smiling? I can't tell on the lens. Are you smiling?
Smile and say,
I
Where's my
scat? I'm going to get into this too. Pastor Ken, you're welcome. Okay, keep those Bibles up. It didn't flash.
No, it didn't.
It may be too far out, huh?
It may be too much light.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Did it come out in a pretty decent way?
Okay.
I checked the batteries. I've got batteries, Scott. I'll get some pictures. Okay. Okay, now we're coming to the highlight of the whole evening. Those who are either coming into fellowship by baptism or by profession of faith, which means they have been baptized by immersion, they've asked us to accept their baptism, which we are glad to do. And so as I call your names, I'm going to ask you to stand in a line right here. You've gotten kind of the idea how we do things here. And so let me get to my, the complete list that I have. I just hate it when I put things down. This is why it's not good for man to be alone. This is why the wife should be there to say, Jim, you put it down over here. Well, let's see. Okay. I think I would know them, but I don't have all the last names as properly as I should. So I'm going to invite Pat Beal to come forward. And Pat's coming by profession of faith. And Barbara Butterfield, who's going to be baptized. And Carolyn Dalton was going to be baptized tonight. But remember, her son just showed up just out of the blue. She hadn't seen him in 2 weeks. And so there will be 2 years. 2 years. Yes, 2 weeks. 2 years. Kristen and Heidi. And then Frances Honeycutt, who is also coming in by profession of faith, and her sister Virginia McCarroll, who is being baptized. And then Pam Rose, who is going to be baptized. Tim Stewart, who was baptized Thursday night, Tim. And Lynn Ziegler was planning to, but had company on, well, I guess it was planned, but didn't think of it at the time that we arranged for this, so she will be baptized later. Am I missing anybody? One, two. Heidi. Oh, I thought I said Heidi. Well, of course, Heidi. Okay. Mom, you could come with her. Okay, you can work it out. Well, it's intimidating, you know, to get in front of people. Okay. So these are the folk that, here's my list. Okay, see, there's my list. I'm going to check it out. Just going to check the pastor out. Yes, he got it all right. Okay, so they've been through the meetings. And how many of you have done the Bible course? Yeah, so they've done the Bible course, many of them, and I believe Kristen went through the Following Jesus activity book at some point in the past. So studying the Bible through the course and being in the meetings, and then we had the baptismal class, the points of faith, you know that we've done our very best to make sure that they've been well prepared to make this decision for Jesus, and recognizing that a number of those that are here tonight made their decision for Jesus years ago.
And this is just a matter of another step in their faith and their commitment to Jesus Christ. And so we're going to go through the vows as we have them on the baptismal certificate. And I'm going to ask them to raise their hand as we go through each one, indicating their faith in each one of the vows. Number one, I believe there is one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a unity of three co-eternal persons. Do you believe that? Yes, I see it. Number two, I accept the death of Jesus Christ on Calvary as the atoning sacrifice for my sins and believe that through faith in his shed blood, I am saved from sin and its penalty. Amen. I renounce the world and its sinful ways and have accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, believing that God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven my sins and given me a new heart. Amen. I accept by faith the righteousness of Christ, my intercessor in the heavenly sanctuary, and accept his promise of transforming grace and power to live a loving, Christ-centered life in my home and before the world. Amen. I believe that the Bible is God's inspired word, the only rule of faith and practice for the Christian. I covenant to spend time regularly in prayer and Bible study. Amen. I accept the Ten Commandments as a transcript of the character of God and a revelation of his will. It is my purpose by the power of the indwelling Christ to keep this law, including the fourth commandment, which requires the observance of the seventh day of the week as the Sabbath of the Lord and the memorial of creation. Amen. I look forward to the soon coming of Jesus and the blessed hope when this mortal shall put on immortality. As I prepare to meet the Lord, I will witness to his loving salvation and by life and word help others to be ready for his glorious appearing. What a day that's going to be. I accept the biblical teaching of spiritual gifts and believe that the gift of prophecy is one of the identifying marks of the remnant church. Yes. I believe in church organization. It is my purpose to support the church by my tithes and offerings and by my personal effort and influence. Amen. I believe that my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit and will honor God by caring for it, avoiding the use of that which is harmful, abstaining from all unclean foods, from the use, manufacture, or sale of alcoholic beverages, the use, manufacture, or sale of tobacco in any of its forms for human consumption, and from the misuse of or trafficking in narcotics or other drugs. By the grace of Jesus, it's always by the grace of Jesus. I know and understand the fundamental Bible principles as taught by the Seventh-day Adventist Church. I purpose by the grace of God to fulfill his will by ordering my life in harmony with these principles. Amen. I accept the New Testament teaching of baptism by immersion and desire to be so baptized as a public expression of my faith in Christ and his forgiveness of my sins. Again, we have two that are coming in by profession of faith, but those of you who are being baptized, do you accept that? Number 13, I accept to believe that the Seventh-day Adventist Church is the remnant church of Bible prophecy and that people of every nation, race, and language are invited and accepted into its fellowship. I desire to be a member of this local congregation of the world church. Great. Pastor Ken. You've got it.
People said,
Amen.
God is so good. These are the trophies of his grace, his amazing grace. And it all is because of Jesus. As he has spoken through Pastor Jim, through your love and your attention, they are going to take their stand and be a part of our family here and be a continued witness for Jesus in their community. And we're just thrilled. We're jumping up and down for joy, folks. You're going to realize that Pastor Ken is excited about this too. And they have not only gone through Bible studies, but have clearly indicated that Jesus Christ is their personal Savior. They're starting to live for Jesus. And we're not expecting them to be totally perfect, are we? No. But for them to live and start growing in Jesus. And they are. And also to understand what it means to be a Seventh-day Adventist Christian, a disciple, a follower of Jesus. And praise the Lord, these dear people are showing that and have shown that and indicated that, being so dedicated and faithful in coming each evening as we've met together. So in the light of this, I want to give you as a church family the opportunity to welcome them, to vote them into membership, subject to their baptism, those that will be baptized. And we have a little tradition. The way we do it is those of you who would like to welcome them, subject to their baptism, into membership, please stand. Praise the Lord. This is your church family. Now, I want you to know, this is not all your church family. There's quite a few out there in the mission field and on vacations or trips, so I'm looking forward for you to meet them. But God is good. These people are for you, and they're going to support you. You may be seated. Now, the Sutherland Seventh-day Adventist Church believes in the importance of taking care of one another. And really, in a sense, we are all spiritual friends, aren't we? We're all to be a friend, but we have a special ministry we call a spiritual friends ministry, and we have assigned you a spiritual friend, and you don't know who it is. It's secret. It's secret, you know. And I promised them that it wasn't a secret agent or an FBI agent, but simply that they would be a friend assigned to them for the entire year to encourage them, to minister to them, pray for them, to sit with them, and to notice if they're not there, to attend to them, to be a friend, a Christian friend. And I really believe that you will appreciate and enjoy them. And you'll minister to them as they will minister to you. And so I want to invite the spiritual friends to come forward with what you know you have in your hands right next to you. Come up as I call your name, and maybe you'll need to go on the platform to make a little bit more room here. We'll see. Pat Beal, for Pat. We've asked Judy Davis to be her spiritual friend. And Judy, if you would come forward. And this is a friendship basket. And this is yours. And we'll let you see it, but we'll give it to you after the baptism. It'll be a little difficult. So make room for Judy and Pat there. Barbara Butterfield's spiritual friend is Cheryl Hersher, but Cheryl is in Cuba. Standing in for Cheryl, we've asked Ellen Pollock if she would to stand in for Cheryl. God bless you, Ellen. Thank you so much. Oh, and two very special people, Kristen and Heidi, spiritual friend for them. We've asked Mary Coots to be your spiritual friend. You like that? Do you know Mary? Yes, you do. This is going to be very nice. So come up forward if you would, Mary. Yes. For Fran Honeycutt, we've asked Ruth Ann Plant to be your spiritual friend. And Virginia, Darlene Donovan to be your spiritual friend. Here's Darlene. God bless you, Darlene, for being a spiritual friend. She's going to be a one. All these people are going to be special spiritual friends, handpicked right from the Lord, right by the Lord.
Yes.
And Pam, your spiritual friend is Barb Hersher. Barb is here tonight. They were gone for a little while. We're so glad that she's able to be here tonight. She will be your spiritual friend. You'll enjoy her ministry. And Tim, we just really battled with this. Who's going to be Tim's spiritual friend? And this was a decision. Finally, it's a good decision. Mike Plant and Gary Nicholas is going to be Tim's spiritual friend. Isn't this an honor? Well, I think it'd be nice if we could get a picture. If you, maybe you've got one, Philip? That'd be nice. These. Here we go. Oh, they are, yes. You'll have to get used to Mike. He kind of stretches the point a little bit. We want to give to our spiritual friends a pledge, a vow that they want to look at, maybe put in their room or put it in their Bible, that gives a brief review of what their ministry is about. And I think you'll find that very, very meaningful. So let me just step up here. Did you, Philip, you want to take that picture? Go ahead. There we go. And right behind you, Barbara, is this, and I want to give this to Gary. This is for you and Mike. And Barbara, this to you. And Darlene Donovan, Darlene, here we go. And Ruth Ann Plant. And Mary, right in front of me. Okay. And two of them, Mary. Yes. And Ellen, right there. Yes. And Judy Davis. Okay. What a wonderful ministry. We want to take care of what God has given us. We not only believe in soul winning, but soul keeping. Support these dear people. The spiritual friends, you are welcome to make your way, and the little friendship basket, we'll give that to you after the service. So take that with you if you would, spiritual friends, at this time. And let us prepare now for baptism. And so let's separate. Ladies, you know the way to go, and then we'll have some go this way and the others go the other way. God bless you all as we prepare for the baptism. And here's an opportunity to praise the Lord a lot more in song. You could be seated. Yes, yes. Let me open the door for you. Yeah. Go ahead.
Is there a robe back there for me?
There is a robe, yes.
While they're back there preparing for the baptism, we're going to sing a few hymns out of the hymnal. Yeah. So we're going to start with hymn number 318. 318, the hymnal's in front of you. Whiter than snow.
Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. I want Thee forever to live in my soul. Break down every idol, cast out every foe. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Lord Jesus, look down from Thy throne in the sky and help me to make a complete sacrifice. I give up myself and whatever I know. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Lord Jesus, for Thee I most humbly entreat. I wait, blessed Lord, at Thy crucified feet. By faith for my cleansing I see Thy blood flow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Lord Jesus, thou seest I patiently wait. Come now and within me a new heart create. To those who have sought thee, thou never sayest no. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
All right, that sounds wonderful. Let's turn to hymn number 327. I'd rather have Jesus.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be His nail-pierced hands than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to His holy name than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. He's fairer than lilies of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out of the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let Him lead than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
I count it an honor to take part with Virginia as our first candidate for baptism tonight. And you know, I want to say, Virginia, that your sister, Fran, must love you an awful lot.
And I love her.
And you love her an awful lot. And part of the reason why I've seen the evidence of that is because Fran can't hold her faith in Jesus. She shared Jesus with Virginia, shared the wonderful truths that she was learning from the Bible with Virginia, and Virginia started taking the Bible studies. She wasn't able to come to our meetings because she's not been well. But dedicatedly, as Fran came home, they went through the Bible studies together. And she wants to be a part of God's family and in Jesus Christ. And I count it a privilege and honor. Father in heaven, I thank you that Virginia has said yes to Jesus Christ. We give you praise and glory for what you do. And I now baptize her in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Virginia. Welcome to the family. God bless you.
Thank you.
Let you go up this way. I know you know who this is. This is Kristen. And you know, Kristen, you can hear me down there. One of the happiest and perhaps the happiest occasion in the life of a parent is when a son and a daughter says yes to Jesus Christ, isn't it?
Amen.
When that happens, come what may, I'm ready for anything if they're in Jesus. And Kristen, your parents are so happy for you. And Pastor Ken and your church family are happy for you. And all heaven is happy for you. And I count it a privilege to take part in the baptism with you right now. And so you hold on to my arm. You want to take a hold of that arm right there like you do a tree branch? Put the other one there too. Atta girl. And now, loving Father, I thank you that you love Kristen. And that you've called her for a beautiful purpose. And we want to give you praise and glory, Lord, for what you have done and will do. In Jesus' name, I now baptize Kristen in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the family. God bless you.
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Go this way. Here we go. Right over this way here. She's taller than I am. I want you to know that Heidi Duclos loves Jesus Christ and knows God's word, and she has a maturity of a child who is much older than herself. And when you look at Heidi, you say, my, Heidi's a little young. But we did not determine that alone. We took that into consideration, of course. But we took the most important is that her parents, their faith and their trust in Jesus, and Heidi's love and trust in Jesus and understanding of his word and commitment. Heidi, I know you love Jesus. And you know, Heidi graduated from kindergarten with her sister Katie, who graduated from eighth grade just recently. And we were just so thrilled. And so Heidi, you're in the race of life for Jesus. Run the race, stay in the race, and Jesus will see you through all the way. So I want to pray for you briefly. Hold on to my arm. Atta girl. Loving Father, I thank you for Heidi. I thank you that she's made this decision for Jesus. And now I baptize Heidi in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, Heidi. God bless you. That's right. Welcome to the family, okay? Yes. Okay. Mike's going to help you. We cheated a little there on the chair. Many people, as I look out of the congregation right now, remember several weeks, months ago, we met together in fellowship groups and we sent out thousands of cards, Bible study interest cards. Do you remember that? Raise your hand if you remember that. Half of the church were involved with that. And many people in our community receive a card, and Barbara was one of them. And Barbara sent it in, and Dr. Mark and Cheryl Hersher followed up Barbara and gave her Bible studies. And she is a part of our family today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Folks, I believe that we need to continue to reach out for the Lord. And as we were giving Bible studies through the ministry of Soup and Salvation, God blessed. So I want to praise the Lord right now for Barbara and for what He is going to do. And Father in heaven, I thank you in Jesus' name that you worked through your people. And Barbara took her stand for Jesus and said yes to Jesus and her truth. She's coming back home, Lord. We welcome her. We know you do. And so I now baptize her in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome to the family, Barbara.
Thank you.
Family. I appreciate Pam's enthusiasm, don't you? Those of you that have gotten acquainted with her, she is going to be an enthusiastic church family member for the Lord Jesus Christ and our church family. As I was talking with Pam, Pam was indicating, and she was searching. She was checking this church out and that church out and this book and that book. And God opened the way as we sent brochures to homes. And they picked that brochure up. Pat and Pam looked at that brochure and said, "We're going to come. Maybe they might have some answers." And God provided some answers through Pastor Jim and through your love. And today, she wants to be a part of God's family. Praise the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Let's say thank you to the Lord. Oh, Father in heaven, I praise you for what you have done and what you will continue to do. And I now baptize Pam in the name of the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Ooh,
welcome to family.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Amen. God is good. God is good. I am a firm believer that the Spirit of God moves in a very special way at a baptism. Do you agree with that? I believe that. And you've seen these dear people as they've taken their stand for Christ. And in baptism, and as God is touching your heart, and you need to make a decision for Jesus, we are going to have another baptism, and I'm looking forward to that. And you're in no pressure from Pastor Ken, but you are under the pressure of the Holy Spirit, and we want to give you the opportunity to say, I would look forward to a baptism of the future, to take part in a baptism of the future. Is that your choice? Raise your hand if you'd like to look forward to a baptism of the future, to take part in that. Yes, Jesus here sees your heart and sees your hand. Praise the Lord. God is good. Continue to praise Him.
next is the certificates. For those who've attended 10 nights of the seminar, you have a certificate coming. And I'm going to need a couple of helpers because we need to go through this quite rapidly because we have a lot of them. So as we call your name, we're going to ask you to come forward and receive a certificate. I'll just read it. It says at the top, Life Discovery Series. This affirms that, and then your name, has completed the requirements of the Life Discovery Series conducted in cooperation with the Sutherland, Oregon Seventh-day Adventist Church by participating in a minimum of 10 sessions between May 8 and June 20, 2009, attested to this 20th day of June, A.D. 2009. And it's got the speaker's signature. That's my signature. Let's see. Carolyn Dalton is not here, so we're going to have to say some of these because her son is in town, as you know. Jeannie Hassel. Now, forgive me if I do not always pronounce all of these names correctly. Stephen Tilley, I've got this one. Okay. You know, if we have to hand them out, it's going to take a lot more time than if, as we call your name, we get a line coming on down. Stephen Tilley, somebody else help me. Pat, you're in the church already now. We're going to put you to work. So when Stephen Tilley comes right down here, and Francis Heischer. I should know this name. Francis. Okay, there's Francis. And Susan Nicholas. Okay, Susan. She'll come down and claim it from you there, Pat. And David Nicholas. I wonder if they're related anyway. Those are the two folk coming down there. And Gabrielle Rigsby. Gabrielle, yes, you were here. I saw you. I can bear testimony. And Mark Hersher is down in Cuba, so we're going to save that. And then Joel Mattson. Joel. Where's Joel? Is he here? Here he comes. There's Joel. And Ruth Ann Plant. I know Ruth Ann is here. Yeah, here comes Ruth Ann. And then David Nevers. Oh, David, we got your name wrong on the other certificate. I know. Barbara Scardi. Here comes Barbara and Leona Wind. Leona Wind. That's that lady coming there, Pat. And Richard Wolf. Rich is not able to be with us tonight, so we're going to put that right there. And then Richard Epperly. I like that name, Epperly. I don't know. Here he comes. And then Mickey Clifton. Were you named after Mickey Rooney? Mickey? Oh, no, no, no. You're Mickey? Oh, she... Okay. We'll let her get away with it this time since she's so cute. Mickey Clifton? Or is Mikey? Okay. Tim Stewart. I know Tim is here. And then Enrica Villegas. There's come Enricas. And Glenda Villegas. Am I saying that right? What is it?
Villegas.
The L is silent. Silent. Villegas. Oh, that just sounds so much better than Villegas. Villegas. And then Bobby. Oh, Bobby. Nicolaitis. Yes. And Paul Post. Here comes Paul. And Nita Robinson. Netta, right? Netta. Okay. You're a proxy. We don't accept proxies here. Linda Miller. I don't think Linda is here. Linda is there. Okay. And then Nona Wells. There's only one Nona. Oh, wow. Vak, help me.
It's supposed to be Jacqueline Crid.
Oh, Jacqueline Crid. Guess who typed those up? Sam Robinson. What?
Robinson.
Guess who murdered this one? It's me. I confess it. Sam, where are you? Oh, good. He's not here tonight. Don't tell him. Oh, I hope he can't read either. Mabel Harris. Mabel Harris? Okay, not here. Okay. And Melinda Crisp. Ah, I could say that one. Melinda Crisp. I like that. Crisp. Mary Kutz. Kutz? Kutz? Kutz. Oh, I should know, but you know, I know most of you by your first name, not your last name. And Jackie Moon.
Moon.
Is that misspelling?
Yes. It's M-O-O-N.
I was doing this on the airplane, and obviously I should never have done that. That will be a tender remembrance of that evangelist who just didn't always get it right. And Bill Kutz. Yes, we know he belongs to Mary, or Mary belongs to him. Cindy Matson. Cindy has been here. I haven't given you much work over here, have I? Barbara Johnson. And then Arlene Horseman. Now listen, some of you, I got this off the registration card, so it may not always be my fault. You did not write, your penmanship is bad. Mike Plant. That sure looked like an E to me, is all I've got to say. You got it. And Pastor Ken Williams, even. Oh, my. Netta Williams, I'm sure glad I'm getting out of town tomorrow. And Vance Gomez. Vance. This is supposed to be solemn and serious. Here comes Vance. And Tilly. There she is. Here comes Tilly. And May Gomez. May, there's May. She's coming your direction. And Jim Wilson. Jim, where are you, Jim? Right down here. Great. And Frances Honeycutt. Frances is right here. And Dennis. Mamahan. Dennis, are you here? Oh, good. That's one less person for me to have embarrassed. Pam Rose. Pam is here. Any words?
Oh, I just love this.
If you don't know Pam, you're in for a treat. Pam and Pat. Pat, here's yours. And then here's Donald Johnson. There's Donald. Barbara Butterfield. Let's see, Barbara, yes, she has gotten out. What? All the women are dressed and the pastor's not out yet. Kim Woods. I've noticed this. Women are just in and out like that. Marie Post. How does that work? Tell me how that works. Darlene Train. She's not here, so we'll put it right down there. Oh, she is here. Marilyn King. And James Woods. Oh, of course, James is here. Lee Holm. Lee. Okay. And Fern Costley. Now, that's what a registration record showed. If your name is not on there, you did not register, you may have attended, but it's like auditing a class in college, you get no credit. You've got to register for the class. Thank you. Now, let us know, just make your case, and we'll probably... I know there's some folk here who were here enough nights, so you let us know. We have some extras we can put together. So just as soon as the pastor is here, we're going to move on. So Annetta, do we need to, I don't know what's happening next. Oh, it's covered up right here. You know, we try to get organized about it, so we've done it. So, yes. So Pastor Ken has the next part of our program. I will be back.
That I did. Yes, yes. Well, I got out last. Isn't this a wonderful night? Praise the Lord. God is so good. God is so good. We want to take an opportunity now and to share with you something that is very precious to us, and it's meant a lot to me, and that is that we celebrate our birthdays, and we invite people to come, but we need to also celebrate our rebirthday, the memory of the time when we made a decision to take a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ in baptism and become a part of His family. And that's why I would like very much for you to remember this event. Don't just, put it in a picture book and let the dust gather, but bring it out. And when June 20 of 2010 comes, if the Lord doesn't come before that time, I'd really like to encourage you to remember it. And here's how to do that, how to celebrate your rebirthday. Frame and display your baptismal certificate. It is a reminder of God's promise of eternal life. Find photographs taken on the day of your baptism. Talk with your family about your baptism. And we've taken a lot of pictures. That's good. Write a letter to your baptismal sponsors, your spiritual friends. Thank them for their prayers. Tell them about your relationship with God. I know they would appreciate that. And maybe a thanks for their ministry to you and encouragement. And then number 4, offer prayers of thanksgiving for your baptism at mealtime or during family devotion. And if you receive a candle, and you will, at your baptism, light it on your spiritual birthday. So next year, 2010, I'm going to encourage you to light your candle to remember your spiritual birthday. And here's a candle for each of you. Yes. Yes. I also want to give you your baptismal certificates and some other things that will be. Oh, yes. Oh, by all means. Let's get
one to Tim.
Yes. Tim is out there. And let's. Philip, you want to help me out here, and I'll give this to you to give to these two beautiful young ladies back there. There we go. Pat, God bless you. And we have Tim, if he's. I want to give this to you, Tim, your baptismal certificate. God bless your friend. Glad you're a part of our family.
Yes.
Barbara? Katie and Heidi? Katie and Heidi is extra thick. You know why? Their baptismal book, their junior guide book, is in there. And they did it so well. Beautiful job. And I wrote a little note to them. Virginia? And Pam, praise the Lord. God is good. God is good. baptism is not only a time when we are baptized into Christ. It is that first of all. It is also a time where we are baptized into the body, into a church body. Welcome to the Sutherland Church family. But we're also baptized in honor and in example of Jesus' baptism. When he was anointed, he was at his baptism, he was anointed for ministry. For ministry. And as you become a part of the family of God, the Holy Spirit is here in a unique way where he wants to anoint you for ministry, for service. And I appreciate so much Pastor Jim's thoughts today from the Bible, the scriptures on spiritual gifts. And as you will be given the opportunity to discover your abilities and gifts that God has given you, your job description from God himself, he wants to involve you in service in the body of Christ and in the community. And I want to help you to know where your gifts are. You will be happiest when you're serving where God has uniquely called you. And so just as Jesus was anointed by the Holy Spirit at his baptism, we want to invite the Holy Spirit to anoint you for ministry and service to your husband, to your family, to the community, wherever you go. And so we would like to ask that that candle represents your life. And this is the ministry candle. It represents Jesus. I would like each of you to take turns and just go and light your candle and then go back and be seated. Go ahead, girls. Go ahead. There we go. Brand new candles. So why don't you try it again there? Yeah. There she goes. Very good. Go ahead. You want to put the screen down at this time there, Gary, if you could? Thank you. Let your light so shine that Jesus will shine through you to whoever. And there's a beautiful song that has meant so much to us in our church family. It's entitled, Go Light Your Candle, representing your life. And we put this together, and Bobby is going to sing this beautiful song in honor of your ministry. Let's listen to Bobby as she sings, and look at the screen as she sings this message. Your
how he's tried to light his own candle some other way. See how your sister, she's been robbed and lied to, still holds a candle without a flame. So carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the lonely, the tired and worn. Hold out your candle for all to see. Hearts are blazing, so let's raise our candles and light up the sky, praying to our Father in the name of Jesus. Make us a beacon in darkest times. Carry your candle, run to the dark, seek out the helpless, deceived and poor. Hold out your candle for all to see. Take your candle and go light your world. Carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the hope. Stand torn. Hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candles and go light your world.
Of your heart continue to shine. Yes. We want to invite you now, and all of you, and as we have our heads bowed, we want to invite those together right around here. We're going to have a word of prayer, a prayer of dedication for you. And Virginia, you can sit right here on the side if you'd like. And I want to invite the elders to come forward that are here today, and we're going to have a prayer of anointing for these dear ones. Kneel down right here. This will be fine. Yes. Come right down around here. That's good. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes. Come, Tim. Yes. That's good. Precious Father, we gather here kneeling with bended hearts and bended knees, wanting to commit our lives fully to you in service, thanking you for this high day that we will never forget, the most important decision in our entire lives that will influence everything we do and say. Thank you that you are present. Thank you that you love these dear ones and you have a beautiful plan for them. And now, Father, I call upon you by your Holy Spirit that you would anoint these dear ones for ministry and service in their family, in their church, in their community. Empower them by your Spirit. Help them to see that it's one thing to have the Spirit, but to allow the Spirit to take control of their lives each and every day. May they receive a new infilling of your Spirit tonight. And as they get to know you in a relationship with you each day, may they receive a fresh supply of grace. And now, Father, we thank you for what you have done and what you will do in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Amen. Yes. I'll have you stand here. Pastor Jim wants to share with you a charge from his heart to yours.
Hard to believe
that after 6 weeks, we are at the conclusion of the Life Discovery Ministry and series. And we're just rejoicing for those who have responded and those who are yet to respond.
Amen.
I hope you will continue to pray for those who have come who have not made a decision yet. There are several who will yet make a decision. I really believe that they will. And so I am going to put this in terms of a charge, not only a charge to those who have come into fellowship by baptism or by profession of faith, but a charge as well to the church. And I'm going to use two texts to make this charge. 2 Peter chapter 3, and looking at verse 9, where it says, "The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." And so I'm going to begin with the church. I want to charge the church before the Lord Jesus Christ to exercise the same kind of patience towards those who are entering into the fellowship as God has exercised towards you and towards me. These individuals have, you know, in some respects have made a recommitment for some, and others who made a maybe first-time commitment of their life to the Lord Jesus. And they still have some growing to do. And yes, they may stumble, and they may make mistakes along the way. But we must also remember that we also sometimes stumble. We sometimes also will fail. I really appreciated that statement you read this morning from the Spirit of Prophecy. Do I have it? It was such a good one. Did I take that home and leave it there? If I had it, I'd like to read it again. And it's something that's encouraging, because sometimes we will, we'll take our eyes from Jesus. But we have, again, that promise that we are still his. Mm-hmm. And he will be with us to the very end. I also want to put this in terms of a charge for you folk. Because you too, we may not think of this, but they too come into the fellowship with certain expectations. And it may be, you know, a people that have such a biblically sound message, such a practical message, such a Christ-centered message. Surely these people have to be just this short of translation. And you're going to discover in the process, you're going to discover that we're just people too. And sometimes we will fail. And sometimes we make mistakes. Right? We do. All of us.
Yes.
I confess it here this evening before the Lord Jesus. Amen. For he is our witness and he knows. And so you too will have to exercise some of the same patience that God has exercised towards you, towards the fellowship. We ought to love one another. And then my final text is in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. It's a letter, part of it. It's part of the letters that were written to the various churches, the seven churches. And in Revelation 2 verse 10, and this is my charge to all of you, be faithful until death. And I, Jesus said, I will give you the crown of life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One of the hardest things about my work is, and we have this saying in evangelism, how you just love them and then you leave them. And I'm always leaving. It just seems like I'm always leaving people, wonderful people, people I've become, you know, I've become bonded to, people I've come to love. And, you know, I want to know, you know, to know I love you. And I've come to love you, the church.
Amen.
It's been a wonderful experience. You've made my work so much easier, the church has. your love, your support, your interest, your caring. There's been effort that's been put forward into this, and but we must be faithful by the grace of Jesus until that day he comes and we are gathered together, and together we will make our way through the corridors of space to that heavenly place that Jesus has prepared for us. He paid the price for it.
Yes.
And as I look out and among you, as I look at you, I expect every one of you to be there.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I expect you to be there by the grace of Jesus.
Yes.
You will be missed if you're not there.
Mm-hmm.
And our first Sabbath in heaven, let's meet at the tree of life. Let's have a gathering together. And together let's praise God for what he has done.
Amen.
So God bless you. God keep you by his grace until that day is my prayer.
Amen. And again, Pastor Jim speaking for the church family and for the newest part of our church family. We thank God for your ministry and for coming to Sutherland and being used of the Lord to touch hearts. We're so glad you're a part of the family of God here at Sutherland. And we want to sing that song in honor of the Lord to you. And as we sing that song, you just make your way right up this up these ways and right at the end here, and we'll have you stand there. And there's quite a few people that want to shake your hand and give you a hug. Yes. You know the song? We're so glad you're a part of the family of God. You may go now. Okay. We're so glad you're a part of the family of God. You've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. It airs with Jesus as we travel this sod. For we're part of the family, the family of God. And God's people said,
amen.
Amen. God is good.
We need to meet with the church board members.
Oh, yes. We love you.
Yeah, let's have them. Let's have you lined up. Come on over this way.
Thanks, brother.
Right over here. Right here.